The threat of a strike by unionized postal workers in Canada has been around for several days, and it could become a reality later this week. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers, CUPW, has officially given Canada Post notice that its members in the Urban Operations Unit and the rural and suburban mail carriers could walk off the job as early as 12:01 a.m. this coming Friday if no deal is reached between both sides by then. The strike notice was mandatory under the Canada Labour Code, which states that no less than 72 hours notice must be given by either side in a labour dispute before job action can commence. CUPW has been in a legal strike position since November 3, but held off on giving notice as negotiations between both sides were ongoing. In a statement published on its website Tuesday, CUPW says both parties remain far apart on several issues, including pay raises in line with inflation, improvements to group benefit plans, and protections against contracting out of services, among others. CUPW also noted that just because strike notice has been issued, it doesn't mean job action will start right away. It will depend on Canada Post's actions at the bargaining table in the days to come, stated the union. The most recent offer from Canada Post was given to the union on October 28 and, according to the employer, included pay raises totaling 11.5% over 4 years and protecting the defined benefit pension for current employees, as well as their job security and health benefits. The company also promised improved leave entitlements for current employees and transitioning to an hourly rate of pay for rural and suburban carriers. The company also stated that it wants to take several items to arbitration, though it didn't state which items those were. In response to CUPW's notice, Canada Post stated that it will continue with regular operations, though there could be a backlog and any strike action would hurt the company financially. Canada Post spokesperson Phil Legault stated the union has been told that unless new agreements are reached, the current collective agreements will no longer apply as of Friday, and that the company will then be in a position to adjust operations based on its operational realities and business needs, under the Canada Labour Code. Mail and parcels flowing through Canada Post's highly integrated national network each day to get from sender to receiver, stated Legault. Shutting down facilities or regions with rotating strikes can cause immediate and prolonged ripple effects throughout the network. Legault also stated that both sides have agreed to continue delivering government assistance checks to those who have them mailed in the event of a strike. The strike could also affect delivery of NNSL Media's publications for our subscribers. If you have questions or concerns about your subscription, please call 867-873-4031-X. 2103 or email circulation@nnsl.com, and we will do our best to help you continue to receive publications.